Hello. So I'm just making a little update thing, voice thing for you guys. So you can listen to it if you'd prefer to listen to it instead of read a whole wall of text. Oh my God. Also, hi, Ruby's real voice. So there's a couple of things that I wanted to update you guys on. First, because I know a lot of people are waiting on my thank you for 100 subscribers audio. Late Stage Infernalism has offered to write a script, and we've been in touch, and so that's happening, and I'm super excited! I'm hoping that in the next 2 weeks I'll be able to have that out, and by then we might even have 300 subscribers, so sorry everything is late, but thank you guys for subscribing, because I love you guys so much, oh my god! let's see, what else? It's spring. And so my allergies are acting insane. So I've been having a little bit of trouble keeping up with all of my recording stuff. Just because sometimes when I'm talking, my throat just closes up and like my sinuses are terrible and I just sound gross. So in dealing with that and also trying to give myself a little bit of a break, I have adjusted my update schedule so that instead of uploading 4 times a week, I'll now be uploading 3 times a week again, but still keeping Slave Girl Sunday. I had considered moving Slave Girl Sunday to a weekday so that it would get a little bit more attention because Ravisha Girl, who is the writer of the series, I just feel like his scripts deserve a little bit more attention than they're getting on Sundays. So that might change in the future, we'll see. But for right now, at least this week still, it will continue to update on the Sunday. The other update days for the days of the week will now be Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you'll see something from me Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays every week. And like I said, if Slave Girl Sunday gets moved, then I'll just make a little text announcement for you guys. I'll still be doing Monster Girl stuff pretty often just because I really enjoy them. I really like doing voices, and I feel like the Monster Girl scripts kind of lend me that opportunity a little bit more easily. It's easier to get away with like doing like a cartoony voice for something that's not real, you know? So yeah, also I'm working on more collabs than I honestly feel like I can count. I'm working on a huge collab with a bunch of really lovely ladies for Ravisha Girl. I'm also working on another collab with a lot of the same lovely ladies for Ravish and LSI. I'm also in one with a whole bunch of goddesses, and I'm working on a FF for M, so there's a lot. Just a lot going on in my life right now. For those who enjoyed my professor script that I wrote, the title of that was Professor's Your Cum Slut, which is hard to say with a straight face in casual conversation, but regardless, I am working on part two of that. I'm just a very slow writer, honestly, so I apologize. And I'm working on a script, which is, if you know me, you know I love shitposting. I'm working on a script that's a little bit mildly a shitpost, about Buet, which would be King Boo with a super crown. Let's see, what else? I'm writing a song with my friend, who I actually met through Reddit, so that's really exciting. It happened because I just had a melody stuck in my head one day, and I couldn't figure out what song it was, and then I realized it wasn't a song at all. It was just a melody that I made up in my head. And my friend, who is an amazing vocalist, I went to him and I was like, listen, I need you to take this, and I like wrote a chorus out with this melody. I was like, I need you to take this chorus and this melody and make me a fucking song so I can sing it, because it's been stuck in my head and it's driving me crazy. And so he helped me with that, and that's been a lot of fun. Just getting to, like, have music with friends and play my ukulele, because that's something that I like to do in my off time. What else are we doing? Oh, I've had numerous requests for more F4F and I guess you would call it like girlfriend experience type script fills. Just generally like things that could happen in real life, because as you guys know, I do a lot of like monster girls and supernatural stuff. But people seem to really like the F-Dom audio that I did, which I believe was also by Late Stage Infernalism. God help me if I'm wrong. And where I think it was She's Such a Beautiful Predator, but that one I got so many DMs asking for even like part twos and like other stuff like it. So just know that I'm hearing you, and I am always on the lookout for scripts. So that's really, just wanted you guys to know. Okay. And then lastly, because I just want everyone to be aware that if you message me or write me a comment and I don't respond, it's because I hate Reddit's inbox. It's really not the best. It doesn't sort things very well. And sometimes I'll read something and have every intention of responding, and then I work for myself, and so I'll like get busy doing 100 other tasks, and then the next time I come back to Reddit, I have fucking forgotten everything I was supposed to do. So if you send me a message and I don't respond, it's not because I'm ignoring you or because I don't want to talk to you. It's honestly probably that either one, I never saw your message in the first place because the inbox is fucking horrific, or two, I clicked on it and read it and meant to respond and just fucking forgot because I'm a scatterbrain. So I apologize. You know, if you send me a message and it's been like a week and I haven't responded, please feel free to just fucking say it like again. Sorry, what are words? Oh yeah, I'm also doing a collaboration that's FM4A. Me and Moondance With Me are doing actually a Ravisher Girl script together. That I need to record and edit as soon as my voice stops being a pain in the ass. That was really funny because Moondance was one of the first people I listened to when I joined the subreddit, and I was like, he's so good! Oh my god, just kill me! And so when I messaged him, I was like, excuse me, I was just wondering if maybe you wanted to, I don't know, possibly do this thing with me? And he responded, and he was very sweet, and he was like, oh my god, yes. So, yeah. Welcome to me, guys. Hope you enjoy your stay. Anyways, I think that's pretty much it for this update. I'm excited to show you guys what's going on behind the scenes here and bring you more audios to listen to. Anyways, hope you have a great day. And I'll see you Sunday. Bye!